a twofold preservation service, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. 1 Peter 1, verse 4 and 5a. In the text that we read above this meditation, there is a glorious harmony. It speaks of an inheritance, and also of heirs. Those two always belong together. But the great question is, do they also come together? How often has it not happened that an inheritance did not reach the heir for whom it was intended, or that the heir passed by the inheritance? There can be a case in which the heir greatly desires the inheritance, but he never receives it. It is destroyed, robbed, or made void before he is able to obtain it. On the other hand, there are also cases in which the heir never receives the goods intended for him, because he himself was not preserved for his possession. He could have become indifferent to it, or didn't know about it, or he could have been outside the possibility of taking possession of his inheritance, or have died. Thus, man can never establish a preservation service that infallibly keeps the inheritance for the heirs, and the heirs for the inheritance. Is not even our insurance industry actually based on the consideration that an inheritance and an heir often fail to find each other? One can, by statistics, calculate the percentage of those cases and record them, for there is a certain consistency in that failure. And in accordance to that consistency, an insurance company can make their proposals to the people. Fortunately, it is different with the insurance service, the protection service, of God than with that of people. It is fortunate that the human insurance service is never a pure and complete image of the protection service of God. With man it is impossible to be saved, but, says Peter, with God it is certain, for he has a twofold preservation service, which is held by the one hand, God's hand, and is performed in one place, the place of God's residence. There are two objects which God preserves and protects, the inheritance and also the heirs. The inheritance, says Peter, the actual goods are safely assured in heaven. The inheritance has been securely stowed away. The certificate of preservation has been so well secured that there is no possibility left for shaking the foundations which God has justly bestowed to his own. In heaven, the inheritance is preserved for you. It is not that it will be kept. No, it is kept. That means that the deed of preservation is finished. It has been completed. The throne of Christ is securely founded in heaven. In his exaltation, the inheritance is secure because of God's justice. The thrones for those who belong to Christ, the white garments and the powers that will recreate by grace the brokenhearted of the earth to healthy children of heaven, are all secure and safe in and with Christ. But now the heirs. They are still on the earth in the church that is daily opposed. Their God is in the metropolis. They themselves are still colonists. Everything around them stirs, staggers, and changes. They go astray. How often don't they draw away? Their flesh opposes the spirit that reaches out to the inheritance. Indeed, with man it is impossible to be saved. It is already impossible with man to reach out to the inheritance. But listen, it is indeed possible, it is indeed certain with God. He establishes a second service. He protects them here on earth. We saw that the inheritance is preserved in the perfect present tense. The Spirit works without ceasing. He causes the saints to persevere. Without ceasing, he perseveres in the perseverance of them. Daily, he raises them, and renews a steadfast spirit in their inmost being. It's thus the drawing upward of the man of God, of the heir to the inheritance, not a powerful matter? Indeed, that is in itself already proof that heaven and earth are included in the one desire of God, his desire for the last day. The uncertain motions of the yet always again anxious returning hearts to God, are they, no, not in their uncertainty, but indeed in their finally always returning to God, an exhibition of the continual mighty power of him who did set the throne of Christ on granite and who will make the heart of the Christian of granite? They are an exhibition of that one divine strength which makes the guardian service of the heirs the reverse of the preservation service of the inheritance. Do you see the last son stumble back to his father? God, who is both the maker and the poet, who sees the things as he makes them, and makes them as he sees them, saw in that stumbling of that returning son the steady pace of the work of the Spirit. His shoes were worn down, people said. But the angel said that there was iron and copper under those shoes. It was the copper and iron of the Spirit, who constantly perseveres in the perseverance of the saints.